This is Nature Note with Angela Gibbons of Earthwalk Vermont.
Today I'm feeling thankful for butterflies. Pearl Crescent, Baltimore Checker Spot, Morning Cloak, Hackberry Emperor. Can you picture any of these butterflies? With their extraordinary beauty, butterflies demand our attention. Also, we can thank them for being pollinators. Yes, while bees are better known pollinators, butterflies do their fair share. Other pollinators are beetles, birds, bats, and other small mammals. Almost 90% of plant species need pollinators to help them reproduce. Bees pollinate in smaller areas and are very good at what they do. Butterflies can travel longer distances, making sure to cover flowering plants in a much larger area. Butterflies tend to perch on large flower heads when they look for nectar, collecting pollen on their legs and body as they search for food. Even though less pollen collects on butterflies than it does on bees, they still are very effective pollinators. While bees buzz their way from flower to flower, butterflies glide and fly all around us, as if they know we are admiring how beautiful they are. What butterflies have you seen lately? Have you looked closely? Most likely you have seen the striking Canadian tiger swallowtail. This is a rather large yellow butterfly with black tiger stripes. Each spring and early summer, they fly over the hills and valleys of Vermont, sometimes in great numbers. Next time you see a butterfly, stop and look closely. Let's all learn more about and give thanks for these magnificent butterflies.
Nature Note comes to you weekly from earthwalkvermont.org and Goddard College Community Radio.